WHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Just download it when you can and take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
We also want to say good morning to those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live. Welcome in.
It is Monday. We're going to check in with Mary Beth Knapp with the Humane Society of York County. Good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Well, good morning, folks.
Morning.
The song about the sun, yes, please.
Well, we did not forget our traditional theme song for every Monday when we speak with you. We're just going to do it on the tail end. Get it?
Gotcha.
The tail end.
That's very cute.
We're all having the Super Bowl hangover.
Goodness.
That's awesome.
If we can call it that.
Well, wonderful. We have such cute babies to talk about today, but I say that every week because we really do have so many. We have got our start here with this gorgeous girl, Gidget, and she is just beautiful. I love the pictures I sent you. It just really reveals her beautiful personality, and she is a stunning senior, and she knows what she likes. She knows who she likes, and that's pretty much everyone. So this baby has been with us 159 days at the Humane Society. And if you can believe it, she was an owner surrender, no fault of her own. And we're estimating her age to be about 9 years and 10 months old. So she's closing in on 10 years old. She is a fluffy girl, so she's got a little bit around the middle, but she enjoys the heck out of other felines. I can't say enough about her. She's just so wonderful.
Which is very rare because most cats don't like humans or other cats. So this one is very unique in that regard, right?
Well, there's many who don't, but there's many who do.
Okay, all right.
You know, it's just like us, right? Some of us like people, some of us don't.
Well, that's funny.
She is just a stunner. And she is on some monthly meds. I want to just make that out there known. I'm not sure the exact type of meds, but they're not a high-cost med. So it's not a financial burden for anyone who's interested. And then she loves attention, of course, who doesn't? And she would just love a home where snuggling is her major sport. She's just a love bug. So if you would love to meet her, again, it's Gidget. Maybe, you never know, maybe she'll be your Valentine this year. Give us a call, 803-802-0902. We'd love to see if a connection's made with Gidget. And then we move on to our dog of the week, and we've talked about this boy before. And I am just amazed at how time flies. This is Bibby, and he is amazingly handsome. He came from Animal Control 1,039 days ago. Oh, my Lord. That is 2 years and 8 months he has been with us. That makes me so sad for him because what a great dog. He has the best personality, and he will keep you entertained. He is just a funny boy. I think someone did a DNA, and I think he's got a trained feist in him along with some hound. But he has experienced, you know, just the worst of the worst, no stability except with us. And that's not saying a lot. You know, we love him. We are very regimented. But he needs a couch to call his own bed and a person to call his own. And he just needs all that. So if this baby, who is now, he's just the best Velcro dog once he gets to know you. He's super high energy. He'd love a family who's active. We put him at, I'm just checking out his age here. I think he's almost 3. He's over 3. He's almost 4. He's 3 years and 8 months old. And he's just so ready, waiting as patiently as he possibly can for the right family, the right person, the right couple to come through our doors. Because of his high energy, we're looking at a home without any young children and other pets where he can get all the attention. He, like all of our pets, he's neutered, vaccinated, microchip, and heartworm tested. So if this energetic boy, who is just the biggest hound you could possibly experience, with a little train feist and other little things in there, just melts your heart, give us a call, 803-802-0902. Again, his name's Bibby, and he is just the cutest, sweetest thing ever. He definitely has the hound bark. He's got all those things. If you're a hound lover, he will not disappoint. And then we've got what's the scoop at Paws, and oh my, is all I can say. It's Valentine week, and we're covering both bases. We've got the in love, and we've got the contempt. And I was a little questionable about this, but you never, you know, you do what you got to do. And so we've got it covered. We've got the give $5 for a Valentine of your love, or you've got the crappy ex, which, oh my, it's all I've got to say about that. It entails a litter box and your name of your ex, and oh goodness, you can just read into that. So that is for you to enjoy. You can find that at our website, and there's the links there. You can find it right on our main carousel. And, of course, continue to check out our calendar. We love to get you involved and keep you engaged because without your help, we can't really get the word out. So we really need you. Like us on Facebook and be in the know. Up to this point in February, we have placed 16 dogs and 69 cats, which is pretty amazing. So let's keep the circulation going and the sharing of the pictures and stories. And, of course, stop the craziness and fix your pet today. We want to help you do that by subsidizing a program, a spay-neuter program, for $50 a dog and $25 a cat. You can't beat that in a skinny minute. So sign up as soon as possible. And then, of course, shopping does the heart good. And remember, donate your gently used items to our Pawsability, where we turn that into saving dollars. They save lives. And, of course, we also have online 24/7 eBay page where we've got almost 1,000 items for you to choose from. And, of course, we want to just say there's so many ways you can get involved. If you can't get out of the house or if you can't come and participate on site at the rescue or at the thrift shop, you can donate your gently used items to Pawsability. You can donate need items like bleach and clay litter, treats, dog treats, both soft and hard, laundry detergent to our rescue. All that is so appreciated. And if you have the heart of hospitality, you love to bake and cook, you can come and bring yummy goodies for our volunteers because they are rocking it. And the last very important thing, we are under siege with all this rain. So our laundry, we are down to one washing machine, which is limping, and then two dryers. So any help you can do to come pick up a few loads, wash, dry, fold, that would be phenomenal. And everyone can do that. So it's easy to get involved and help. All of this can be available at humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org. And we appreciate you guys so much.
All right. Well, same thing right back at you, Mary Beth. And thank you so much for loving on all of these fur babies for us. You and those human volunteers are just the bee's knees, and we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And let's all pray for some rain or some sunshine, enough rain. Oh, my goodness, the dogs are killing us.
We're with you.
Come out tomorrow, according to Little Orphan Annie. So let's just hold on to that if we can.
Well, hey, it's something. I will do that.
Awesome. All right. Well, you're the best, Mary Beth. So tell thanks to you and all the human volunteers and those fur babies. Y'all make it a great Monday.
Oh, thank you so much. You do the same and keep spreading the news.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
Take care.